So cheating, what job is supposedly the top job for cheaters in relationships?
Something, it's got to be something in the medical field.
You know what?
Oh, really?
Oh.
For Does a point all. On the big board.
Oh, man. Oh, I just, well, that's a bummer.
Why?
Oh, well, I wasn't going to say that.
Loud.
Oh. I wasn't going to say that. No, nice. I think it's a good guess, but I wasn't going to say that.
Okay.
What do you think? Let's see. Kelly's behind 2 points.
I know what Kelly's going to guess.
She's you do?
Catching up.
I really do think I know what you're going to guess.
The like food industry, the
yes,
restaurant
I
industry.
Knew it. And that's what your husband is in, yes. Which is so ironic.
Yes, it's right. Food and bar and beverage
I knew
and all
you were
that.
Say that.
Yes. That, so that's my guess.
So yeah. You're constantly on pins and needles.
Of course I am. Right. Every time he hires a waitress, I'm like, Jay, I swear to God.
She better not have blue eyes or blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I've had it.
And that's why Smoked has the ugliest waitstaff in Maine.
They don't call him Smoked for nothing.
They're all smoking.
Yeah. Oh. So what is the number one field job for cheaters? Not restaurant.
Okay. Oh, is right. He right?
So I'm going to go with my original thought, and okay. It's something in the medical industry. Like
yeah. Medical field.
Medical field.
No.
Okay.
Number one job for cheaters. By the way, we have a thread on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Going, what career do you think has the most cheaters? Where I'm sure a lot of emotional baggage and history will be dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
That's going to be like a must read at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
thread.
Oh, yeah.
Pro athletes? Like athletes?
Pro athletes. No.
Okay, but they are a bunch of cheaters.
Kelly's like, yeah, it may not be number one, but there are a lot of cheaters.
Yeah, yeah. Not that I know athletes. One pro athlete, but
yeah.
He's cheating.
They're
if
all
I do.
Cheating.
Yeah,
that's funny. I'll go something along those lines, Kelly. Like, celebrities, like
celebrities,
like, actors and actresses,
famous people,
famous, yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
nope.
Police
responders,
first responders.
Wow. Nope.
I don't know. They're all in uniform. They're all looking good. Okay. Okay. Crap.
What Kelly thinks.
I know, right?
Let's see. How about like personal trainers?
Oh crap! I hate you, Todd.
Someone is guessing. A couple people. Kayla on our Facebook page said personal trainers. Definitely. Nope.
Crap. Okay.
It's a good guess though.
Okay.
I mean, everyone's got the hots for the personal trainer.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean,
even if they're not attractive,
you're like
there's just something
naked
about them.
With them.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, and they're like
very physical.
Yes,
very,
it's very
touchy feely. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Endorphins are heightened.
Yeah.
Not doctors. Not.
Yeah. I had a personal trainer who I love, who's almost like a family member, you
like
know,
a brother,
but he's also hot. And he would come over and totally straight and would come over and be like, yeah, you should feel this right here. And like touch some part of my shoulder or something. I'd be like, oh.
Silas? You know,
Silas.
Yes, Silas. Oh, he is hot. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
Number one career, number one job for cheating.
I'll try.
As soon as you get the answer, you both of you are going to go, oh, my God, of course that's what it is.
Oh, crap.
We're getting text guesses, too. And it, no, it's not radio DJs. Okay.
Okay. Pardon me.
Now, what is that supposed to mean?
And
no, it's not unemployed.
Okay, so not food. Construction?
Construction, nope.
How about teachers?
Teachers, nope.
Thank God.
If you think, it is the...
Thank God.
It is the prime...
Crap!
Prime circumstances for cheating.
So they have to be... Oh, people who work in hotels?
Hotels. Nope.
Hospitality.
Boy.
Prime for cheating.
Oh, real estate agents?
Real estate
They're
agents.
Like always in a house.
There's an open house this weekend.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Come check out the bedroom. Have you seen the shower?
It can, let's see how many this can fit.
Todd, you know, if the whole weather on TV and the radio thing doesn't work out, you do not have a future in adult films. I'm just saying. That was really not good acting.
Counting on
there.
That.
Have you seen the bedroom?
Oh my God, I think it's real estate. He won. Oh, good. Okay.
Again, we're on the Kelly emotional roller coaster.
It's up and down, up and down. I need some Dramamine.
Okay. good one. Okay. What? Man, what else is there? Okay.
I don't know, Kelly. It's prime for cheating. A couple people have, don't look at the text, Kelly, because a couple people have texted, and you're right. Good job. Todd's got to go on TV in like half a minute.
Oh, crap. Prime for cheating. So it has to be good-looking people with places they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Good-looking people where places they can do it.
You guys are going to... And it's not strippers. People keep texting strippers. Okay.
Yeah, no. Good-looking people, places they can do it. Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm stumped.
Are we going to call a truce?
Let me go one more.
Okay, Todd.
Truck drivers.
Nope. That's a good guess, though.
Okay.
That's a good guess, though.
All right, I'm out.
I think they're cheaters.
No, Todd's got to go.
Okay.
Cue the... Oh, of course.
Okay.
Airline pilots.
Oh, my God.
And
of course,
staff.
Crap.
Gosh, Kel, we suck.
Oh, my God. Of course they're doing it. Oh, crap. Man.
Yeah.
Oh,
that airline, was a no-brainer.
Airline pilots and flight crew.
You're even going on a flight right today, Todd.
Right, I know.
Oh, man.
You can ask them. See how awkward that
should
is.
Should I?
Yeah. You have to.
So apparently you guys are number one for cheaters.
Yeah. Fun fact. Man.
I'll take a bourbon and soda, please.
Who's sleeping with the pilot? Huh? Abigail? Like you?
Yeah. Hey, have you gotten your wings? And I know what that means.
Coming in for a landing. Be a little turbulence.